officially welcome you to CORE Volunteer Training, which is a weekly webinar program of the Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters, especially new and newer supporters, new emerging group leaders, I should say, easy access to training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I am Tamara Staton. I get to be your host this evening. I am CCL's Education and Resilience Coordinator, as well as our Regional Director of the Greater Pacific Northwest. And I'm really happy that you are here with us this evening. We couldn't do this work without you. Volunteers are incredibly important to our organization, and we are very glad that you are here. And yeah, let me take a minute to introduce Dave, who will be speaking about presenting after I talk to you a little bit about tabling. So Dave has been an active CCL volunteer since 2014. He's been involved with both presenting and scheduling. He specializes in mentoring new CCL volunteers who have joined and enjoys helping them come up to speed and fly on their own as presenters. Dave founded a company that provided greenhouse gas accounting solutions and environmental pollution analyses to major corporations to help meet the Clean Air Act. And he has a PhD in electrical engineering from the University of Washington. So before I start talking about tabling, I should say, let me share our three primary goals for this evening. The first one is to help you get prepared for various outreach approaches, ideas, and opportunities in order to help you represent your CCL group. The second goal is to help you learn about what makes a presentation compelling and how to implement such strategies into your own presentations so that you can engage your audience and they will be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as they are watching you. And the third goal is to know where to find resources on CCL Community so that you can get started with your own presentations. So before we dive into talking about tabling and presenting, I just want to give a quick review and highlight of CCL's five levers of political will, as we call them. And these are the tools that we use as individuals and chapters to increase political will for a livable world. While other trainings in our CORE Volunteer Training series address the other four levers, tonight's focus is specifically grounded in grassroots outreach. So the actions that are associated with this lever help move people towards an understanding of effective climate legislation and encourages them to be active participants in making change happen. So there are a variety of opportunities that are included in grassroots outreach, organizing events and online presentations, hosting film screenings or hosting parties, serving in other community organizations, and tabling at local events. Tonight, we're going to be focusing most of our time on tabling and presentations. While the context and details of a tabling event tend to differ, the underlying message and approach to connecting with people is very related. So after you've heard from Dave and Irene talk about presenting, see if you agree with that statement. So let me start by setting the context for tabling. Tabling is a social fun activity with measurable results, and it refers to the process of setting up a table at an event or in a heavily trafficked or traveled area to communicate, connect, and engage. So different organizations table for a variety of reasons. The power of Citizens Climate Lobby is that we are sharing an idea. To people concerned about climate change, we are actually sharing the gift of hope. For us in CCL, there are five primary reasons why we table. First of all, tabling is a wonderful way to educate people both about effective climate solutions and also about the empowerment and optimism that is possible through action. We also have a lot of opportunities for action within CCL, and we know from the Yale climate data that a huge majority of folks believe that we need to take action, and they want to do that. And so tabling events are also a great place to find new volunteers who might want to engage with your chapter. And it's a great opportunity for personal development. You stand at a table and you have conversations that potentially make you nervous. Perhaps you're a new volunteer and you go to table and you listen to other people have these conversations that then you can have once you get a little bit more comfortable. And so it's also a really great way to for new volunteers to practice and learn their communication skills, and it's also a really enjoyable way to develop and strengthen relationships. So if you have ever tabled, let us know in the chat. Just go ahead and drop a yes into the chat. And I just want to highlight the fact that tabling is so much more than a once a year event on Earth Day. Yes, Earth Day is a big time of the year for us to get out and table. But just like Earth Days, there are lots of other opportunities and possibilities to table. And so on the screen, you see, or you might be noticing, that there are a number of these events listed, including public events and fairs, farmers markets, panel discussions, movie nights, among others. So I see that Mathina and Aparna added some levels of detail. So if do you have, I'm curious, in the this our participant group this evening, those of you who are listening tonight, do you have any, if you have any experience tabling, where did you table? So I see that Mathina, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name accurately, that you tabled for a youth climate summit for CCL at ESF. That is awesome. So has anybody else tabled at any of these particular events or other events perhaps that are not listed on the screen? And thank you for validating me. I don't like mispronouncing people's names. So feel free to drop that in the chat if you would like, and I will just go ahead and keep chatting, or I should say sharing, that we also encourage groups to expand outside of their comfort zones and consider tabling somewhere different to access new and diverse communities. So in North Carolina, for example, they tabled at the Latino Festival and at the International Festival, which drew a more diverse community of folks. And in Oregon, they tabled at the Harney County Fair in a very conservative area of the state. So you might consider who's missing from our group and where might we go other than just the traditional environmental circles to let people know that climate action is, there's an opportunity, especially in a nonpartisan manner. So there are a number of things that we want to consider when getting ready for a tabling event. And we're going to highlight some details here, but we encourage you to use our online trainings and materials as a more detailed guide to get yourself prepared. And so we do have a grassroots outreach basics training that I just dropped into the chat for you to reference. And thanks, Aparna, for adding that you tabled at other organizations at UC San Diego. I assume that's what that is, as well as California and in India. That is fantastic. Okay, so there are a number of logistics that you'll want to consider for your event, and we've reminded you of a few of these on the screen here. So if you'll be using the internet, you'll want to be sure to get set up with a VPN or a private internet network through CCL's IT department. And so you can, in order to get permission, I will drop a link into the chat, which is going to be CCL USA. Let me actually hyperlink it for you. CCLUSA.org for, oh, I did not do that accurately. All right, CCLUSA.org/help is how you can get set up with a local VPN if you're going to be using the internet at your table. So before the event, it will be really helpful to divide up the responsibilities. Nobody wants to take on an event and do all the things themselves. Well, some of you might, but I highly recommend dividing up some responsibilities. So you'll want to find a coordinator if that's not you, and others who are going to help with setup, taking shifts throughout the event, like a 2-hour shift, for example, and pairing new and experienced people. You want people who are going to help with cleanup and do some data entry once you get some signups. And most importantly, it's important to find one or more people to send follow-up emails, follow-up texts or calls. And you may have a lot of people who sign up on your info sheet, and your ability to convert those people to CCL volunteers can jump from like 10% to about 50%+ if you can follow up with them from within 24 to 48 hours. People are there, they're excited, they might be feeling guilty, they sign their name, they add their email, and whammo, if you can get them within 24 to 48 hours, you are much more likely to Catch them when they remember how interested they were in taking action. Okay, there's another opportunity for engagement if you feel like playing along. Did you know that we had a resources section in CCL Community? If you did, type oh yeah in the chat, and you can spell yeah however you want to. Okay. And if you have been to this resources section, on top of your oh yeah, then say it rocks. Even if you don't think it rocks, you can just say it rocks. We're going to create something out of nothing here right now. Oh yeah, it rocks. Awesome. So yes, we do have a whole resources section in community. And within that resources section, we have a ton of fantastic tabling resources, which I'm going to show you right now, some of them. So there are a number of things that you want to be sure to take with you to your event, things that you want to consider, and images and ideas that you might want to explore when you're working on preparations for your tabling event. And so as opposed to going over all of those here, I'm just going to teach you how to fish by showing you how to find these resources on CCL Community as well. So one moment, let me find those. The fastest way to find these trainings is to search for their titles in the search bar. If you can't remember what they're called, you can go to the resources and trainings tab at the very top of all of the pages in community, and you can click on all topics and look at the grassroots outreach section under tabling and grassroots outreach. So here are a couple of the specific trainings that I would recommend. Like I said, shared earlier, grassroots outreach basics, and we also have a creative and engaging tabling ideas training should you want to spice up your table. So this is what the page looks like. This is our one-stop shop for all of our resources, and they are quite easy to find by topic. In this case, tabling, handouts, and materials. So at the top of every page in community, you'll see a tab called Resources and Trainings. If you click on that, and towards the right, there will be a drop-down menu with all resources listed. And you click on that, and you'll be taken to our resources page. And at the top are the featured resources that you can see here, including the new tabling handouts, the trifold display, the Who We Are handouts, as well as a Six Americas activity. And so you can also find these and other tabling materials in the drop-down that you see below that section. In addition to a variety of resources in English, I also want to direct you to our full page of Spanish language resources. At the top in the green box, you'll notice a relatively simple web address at the very, very top there. And that is community.citizensclimate.org/Spanish. I'm dropping that in the chat right now for you as well. I also highlighted the search box because that's likely the easiest way to find this page in the future just by searching Spanish.
There are two categories of materials that I'll walk through. First, materials that are specific to our policy agenda. Second, materials designed to introduce people to CCL and provide opportunities to engage with them around common values and concerns, just like we do with our members of Congress. They reflect our value of relationships. We want to encourage you to lead with CCL and how it has empowered you and let the policy follow later. This harkens back to what Dr. Hari Han said on the CCL national call in September about how for many people, belonging comes before belief, and that the key to political change is creating a sense of belonging amongst fellow advocates. We can engage a wider audience when we show people that they aren't alone in their concern about climate change, and that together we can make a much bigger impact than when working alone. A feature that I think you'll appreciate about these new materials is that they're designed to be evergreen. In other words, less subject to changes in the specifics of our advocacy. Since the focus of our conference has been our policy agenda, let's start there. We have new printables for carbon pricing, healthy forests, and building electrification and efficiency. Note that clean energy permitting reform isn't listed. We don't expect volunteers to use it as a tabling issue. It's a more nuanced topic and is less accessible for tabling conversations. And as a reminder, we don't expect chapters to focus on all policy areas, nor to have information about our full policy agenda at any one tabling event. Todd Elvins will address this more shortly. For each policy area, you'll find three things: a table sign, a fact sheet, and quarter page flyers to hand out. Each of these has a QR code that will direct people to a landing page, which you can see here. These landing pages have much more detailed information about the topic, along with links to other trusted sources like Rewiring America and RMI. There's also a join form that says sign up to volunteer. So, how do you use these different printables? I would suggest printing the table sign and displaying it in a sign holder. You could have several full-page fact sheets printed out for reference and to use when chatting with people, and then use the quarter-page flyer as a handout. Next up are the materials designed to introduce people to CCL. And I'll say that I am most excited about these. In particular, our first ever, drum roll please, ready to print trifold display. You can see I've made my own here this week. We know that many of you have created your own amazing trifold displays over the years, but not all groups have that capacity. This ready to print display makes it accessible for everyone. All the information you see can be printed on 8.5 by 11 paper, 16 pages in all, and adhered to a 4-foot by 3-foot trifold display. Here's an image of the layout. Now, I'm not going to read through all of this, but what you'll notice are repeating themes about working together, hope, and action. What you won't see is any mention of policy, and that is very much by design. While many of us are ready to learn about policies right away, there are many more who need to build that connection to others first. And that's best done by a short conversation that could include your personal climate story, and then allow the person that you're talking with to share their own story. This display is an invitation for people to see who we are and then begin to imagine that they could find a place for themselves in CCL. And for those times when you can't use a trifold display, we have printables geared toward who we are that can be displayed as table signs or handouts.
Okay, my favorite part of that trifold display is where it says, save the world, get paid. And then in parentheses, it says, just kidding, it's volunteer. Makes me smile. So I just want to highlight the fact that for Earth Month, we are posing a new challenge, something that we've never done before in CCL, actually. And CCL's goal for April of this year is to have 25,000 climate conversations within our community. And so for such a big challenge being climate change, that is, we don't really talk much about climate change. And all that silence means that climate change can feel less important to pay attention to than it really is. After all, if we're not talking about it, how big can the problem be? So, like I said, for Earth Month, CCL volunteers will plan to have climate conversations across the country with their friends, family, and communities. And our goal, 25,000 of them. And that's going to have quite a ripple effect, leading to more conversations in families and communities and with elected leaders. So we're going to hear from Dr. Catherine Hayhoe about her best tips for having a successful conversation about climate change, starting with the heart, which is why you care, connecting with the head, or why it's important and what impacts we face, and ending with our hands, how we can get more involved, specifically taking action. So you'll learn more about how you can participate in the campaign and log your conversations and highlight more resources that are available from Science Moms and Potential Energy. So I invite you to join us for the launch of our Big Earth Month campaign. I'm gonna drop a link into the chat that you can check out after tonight. And if you are inspired by this goal right now, I invite you to just consider, like, how many climate conversations do you want to challenge yourself to have? And if you feel ready to, like, put that out into the world, feel free to drop your number into the chat. And don't worry, I'm not going to look you up and ask you if you've had this. But if you're feeling like you want to share, that can be more a really powerful way to help yourself take that action. All right, so let's talk for a few moments about other outreach events before I pass it over to Dave to talk about presentations. So while most of our attention tonight is focused on tabling and presentations, like I said, we did want to spend just a few minutes talking about film screenings because they tend to be fantastic and relatively simple way of attracting volunteers and potential volunteers to CCL. Many of us love watching films and movies. All right, so here's a quick story that I want to share about a film screening that the Hawaii chapters planned as an outreach event. And it does a good job of summarizing some of the key points that you want to consider in your own planning efforts. So they had a film screening of a movie called The Burden, and they hosted a panel of experts after the viewing. They identified locally relevant topics, in this case, military bases on Hawaii, because there are a number of them. And in this case, and they found trusted experts to pair with their screening for a panel, retired officers, and others who were on the islands and involved with the military efforts there. They even invited their members of Congress to attend. They had over 100 people online, and it was a very successful event. So if you want to learn more about that event, which serves as a really great model, I'm going to drop three links into the chat for you that you can reference in the future. So let me pause there and see if you guys have any questions about tabling, either something that I covered that you want to better understand, that you want to hear more about, or something perhaps that I didn't mention about tabling that you would like me to speak to briefly before we talk about presenting.
I'm gratified that you're here and that you're interested in grassroots outreach. It is the place to be. And one of the things you do when you're tabling is you talk to a lot of people, you become more confident talking, you find your voice. And the next thing you might be thinking, no, I know you're not thinking, is getting up in front of an audience. And it's a secret, but you're all naturals. You just don't realize it. But why would you want to do it? There's really two reasons. One is, it is one, as I said, one of the most fulfilling things you can do in CCL. But secondly, it's a real fast path to what I call super advocacy. Once you're confident, you have your voice, and you have a personal story, we talked about that, Tamara did talk about that, it is compelling to people. So one thing to keep in mind when you're tabling is that when you're talking to more than one person, what? You have an audience. You're talking to this individual, somebody's listening on the side, you can look out the corner of your eye. And so tabling is just this super transition to actual presenting. Okay, so tonight I'm gonna introduce you to some of the key steps that you can take. It's a pathway many people have taken to presenting and merging your tabling experience with your presenting experience. I'm going to be talking about the nuts and bolts of presenting, and also very important, how do you get the presenting gigs? That's called scheduling. But before I begin, let's take a look at not where you're going to start, but where you might end up. So we're going to listen to this video clip of Irene. Let's roll.
My journey to climate advocacy was a bit of a surprise to the people around me as well, and you know, especially my family. And that's because I was, as Abe said, born and raised in Houston, Texas, the oil and gas capital of the US. And when I say I'm from Houston, most people think this was my ride to school every day, but nope. In reality, Houston's built on a giant swamp. And my childhood looked more like this. Growing up, one of my favorite things to do every summer was playing in the flooded streets outside my home. Of course, I was just a kid, so I didn't understand why my parents hated summer, or as we call it in Houston, hurricane season. and you know how people were losing their homes every year to these thousand-year floods. And it wasn't until I got to college in California that, you know, I realized not everyone swims out the window of a car as a teenage rite of passage. And over time, I became more and more aware of climate change and the effect we all have on this planet. I became more personally responsible. I rode a bike to work, I recycle everything, I gave up meat, delicious, delicious meat. And I still believe that individual actions are the cornerstones to change. But is that enough? It can be very stressful to feel alone in this fight, as I'm sure many of you have felt at some point. But at the same time, you might have noticed that there is a marked change in public opinion about climate change. 75% of Americans are cautious to alarmed about climate change. That's a lot. And I'm sure you've heard, you know, climate scientists talk about like the climate tipping point, the Greenland ice sheet melting, deforestation in the Amazon. But severe weather and other climate-related disasters has actually created a social tipping point that even politicians have recognized. Finally, it seems like there's some real hope and possibility laying just beneath the surface. A social tipping point on climate is upon us. And this is what I have hope for. Clean energy technology is booming. So a little bit more about me. I'm an electrical engineer working in Silicon Valley right now. And for once, I'm excited by a buzzword, climate tech. There's direct air capture, clean energy storage and generation, low temperature combustion generators, all sorts of really cool new technology. But how do we start implementing all of this? You know, we can't just rely on the fickle funding of a few private entities. We really have to get there with political will. So I found CCL 2 years ago through a friend who was going through a similar crisis of climate conscience. I and the American public yearn for large-scale action on climate change.
And so we have it.
Definitely makes sense. And I think Dave's going to talk about this, but one of the things that I love about the story method, focusing on the story, is that it ends up putting people into their right brains, which is and sort of this emotional side of our lives. And most people are going to be more interested in listening to somebody talk and share about a story as opposed to listening and talking about data. So yeah. I'll pass it back to Dave because I'm sure he's going to talk.
Okay, well, thanks everybody. Yeah, I mean, one of the other things is we learn from each other so much. I learned so much from Irene. I learned every day from Tamara, and I'm learning from all of you. But we have a starter kit, a presentation deck. We call it the Core Deck, and you can download it. Tamara, you might be putting in the link into the chat. But this is really a place to start as a resource. Now, it has slides. It has also narratives, it has tips, all kinds of things. So if we're going to start, this is the place to start. But I just said the start, right? It's not where you end, it's just the start. So the thing that you start to do in getting into the certain pathway that Irene and all the rest of us do is we gradually personalize it. Pretty soon, after a while, it doesn't look anything like this. But it retains the essential values and the essential things that we're trying to do, like building political will. So I urge you to download the presentation and personalize it. So there's some key things for any presentation that you want to bear in mind. And this is to create a storyline. We talked about stories. These are the touch points of the stories. So in customizing the deck, perhaps the most important part of your presentation is really engaging with the audience right up front and get some interaction so that their expectation is they're part of this too. And so the combination of the presentation and their participation is a powerful thing that you don't get with a climate lecture or something you see on YouTube. It's real, it's live. So you can challenge the argument, audience with a question, a poll, any way to get them to reflect on where they are on climate some of their concerns as a way of solidifying their engagement. We don't talk about audience in a form of a lecture, but actually as a participating event. The second is to frame the urgency to act. And we all feel this kind of urgency, but particularly making the case for larger and more impactful actions that really have the capacity, really make a difference. So what CCL is really trying to do is really cause an inflection point on the solution so that we accelerate the ability to reach a point where we've cut our carbon emissions and we've really began through our efforts to achieve what we call carbon neutrality. Now, once you've engaged your audience, you're ready to unveil our big time solution. And it's the Energy Innovation Act, or the Innovation and Dividend Act. And that's a key because it's probably the most impactful thing that we can do. And we can do it right here in the good old US of A, just by getting them members of Congress to pass this act. But we also want to mention CCL. And not only because they understand who we are as an organization, but how we work to advocate. We're climate advocates, not activists, and how we're going to work together to eventually pass the Energy Innovation Act or similar legislation. And finally, a call to action. So you want to provide some concrete step that every member in your audience can take. It's a small lift. It's not doing a lot, but it's an important first step of which a whole sequence of steps can take. One of the actions is simply to join CCL. It's a real attractive place to spend your time as a climate activist. But you can also encourage them to do small things like joining another organization like Schools for Climate, or writing their representatives, or calling representatives. We've actually done that right in presentations. Super powerful, super effective. Okay, by this time, you probably gained your audience trust and consider that you can give them something to do, not say you can do, I'm suggesting you do this, but I want you to do this, this call to action. Okay, that's how you personalize the story. That's how you get to eventually a presentation like Irene. So let's talk about connecting with the audience. This is part of engagement. Remember about how she tells your story and how passionate she was? You have this all within you, and the extent to which you bring your story forward, like I said earlier, it makes it much more genuine, effectful, and impactful. People just relate to people. So it's not your slides that you're pushing. The slides are supporting you as a persona. So introduce yourself. Tell your story. Explain why you're passionate. Personalize yourself more than just a dedicated volunteer CCL. You are special. And as I said, you're all naturals. You just don't know it. Second thing is make it local. People aren't so much moved, you think they are, by what's happening many miles away or maybe up in the Arctic or maybe out in Africa. They're influenced by what's happening in their community, your community, right around home. And there's plenty of material that you can use to blend this local climate solution that's meaningful to them. Also, focus on the benefits. It's such a contrast to be talking not about the risks, but the benefits. And there are many benefits in the legislation that we support. And you can use them effectively because it relates to the main theme, hope and possibility. Hope, possibility, and benefits. You can also quote trusted members, messengers. You can quote local politicians, local outstanding citizens in your community. And there's many others that relate to this, to the audience. But finally, last but not least, is to connect to the values that you share. And if you look at CCL values, it's a great set of values that you can work from. But also recognize that many of the values that we can share relate to people across the aisle. We are, in fact, nonpartisan. And one of the best and most rewarding things you can do if you're on one side of the aisle is being in an audience presenting to people on the other side of the aisle. I love to do it. I would encourage you to get out of your comfort zone and to consider making presentations to conservatives, if you're conservatives, making presentations to progressives. Okay, some points to keep in mind. We're all about appreciation and appreciating the audience for even coming and listening to you. And the idea that not only is the audience well-meaning and eager to learn, but as I said before, you learn so much, so much from the people you interact with. The second point is to avoid complex science and jargon. And this is a trap we all fall into because you just get used to it. And you just think that, let's say carbon neutrality, or let's talk about 1.5 degrees centigrade, or even global warming. The details and things and the complicated economics that go with it are just way beyond most people. And it's not what they come to hear. They really come to hear and know about you. Third is focus on a solution, the solution. The idea is differentiating ourselves from people who are talking about the problem. Talk about the solution. Talk about the solution capabilities that's within CCL's vision. Minimize gloom and doom. I think that's something that's pretty obvious. It's a way of getting people scared. There's too much of that already. The very fact that we're all in the business of hope and possibility is that, well, it's our competitive advantage in CCL, right? And last but not least, save something for a great uplifting close. Just say, if you remember one thing or one thing you can do, this is going to make a difference. And it's going to be something that they can carry away. And you will have a lasting impact. Okay. So this is kind of the overview of presentations. And I mentioned earlier, we also want to talk about how we get scheduling gigs. And I'll go through this, but it's really important that you understand that you're working as a team. And you may know another presenter in your chapter, or you may know somebody who is not a presenter, and you can become a complementary team, and two is very powerful. So what is scheduling? Okay. And by the way, this might be somebody who isn't a presenter, somebody who's wants to run the back office, attention to details. That's the person that you want to pair up with. Six steps. Okay. So first of all, is to make an exhaustive list of talkers. There's all kinds of community organizations. And there's in my area, we probably have a number up to the hundreds of categories in this presentation. Some of them are Rotary clubs. They have meetings every week. They're always looking for somebody to present. There's political clubs. There's Leagues of Women Voters. There's church clubs. There's chambers of commerce. It just goes on and on and on. I like the content. So get those categories. And once you have the list, pick one of them that you want to have a campaign. I'm just going to specialize on Rotaries and get really good at Rotaries as a start. Get your feet wet. Or go to members of your chapter. Everybody is belong to all kinds of clubs and organizations. They can get you in. And so this is kind of a way to sort of get yourself really off the ground. Find a contact information. If you've got a reference from another fellow CCLer in your chapter or a friend or family, go for it. But there's a lot of other ways to get contact information. Most of them have websites. And so you can go in, and especially in the case of Rotaries, you can find the email address of the Rotary Club president or other officer. And so the idea is to compile that information, and it's the name, contact. Oh, by the way, if you don't, and you find out all these organizations have meetings, why don't you just go there, show up right at the end of the meeting, introduce yourself. Okay, the next is a proposal. It's email proposal. It's pretty straightforward, and the idea is put a presentation in play by talking about the benefits to the members of the club organization, what they're going to learn, a little bit about CCLs being a nonprofit organization made up of citizens concerned about the climate, and ask for an opportunity to get and talk to that person. Don't be discouraged. Be persistent. Usually takes two or three times to do it, just gentle reminders. Proposal goes out, you hit that step. Now what? This is really key. A call to follow up. If you get into a conversation with a Rotary president, introduce yourself, find something in common right away, but most specifically, show that gratitude and appreciation for what that group is doing in the community. You can find out what they're doing by going to their websites. Important thing is, if you have a contact with a person and talk with them verbally, there's increased your chance of landing a presentation by about 200% or maybe 500%. And you're building a relationship with the head of the organization, not only introduce you to the audience when the presentation happens, but also be a future reference. Just absolute keys. Love to have that conversation. And regardless of whether the presentation even goes forward, by that conversation, you put climate and climate change into play. Okay, something we didn't do, but if you're a scheduler, go to the show. You know, it is another set of eyes. It's a way for you and your presenter to bond, or you as a presenter and your scheduler can bond and follow up and talk about how it went, what can improve, what you can do. But most of all, just enjoy the experience of having done a presentation, and it is just so much fun. So go to the show, and last but not least, log your presentation in the action tracker that it's happened. CCL wants to know. It's important for you to see this as the beginning of your follow-up. What other things could you do? We'll call up the host who made the presentation, ask how they thought the presentation went. Ask how they might be able to be a future reference for presentations to other organizations in that category. So that's just the nutshell of scheduling. As I say, these are dynamic duos that work together. And if you're imagining some of our larger chapters, multiple presenters, multiple schedulers, we have schedulers for youth groups, we have schedulers and presenters for other organizations. So it really becomes a mainstay of the chapter. Okay. Tamara.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. That is fantastic information. I'm sure that there are some people on the line tonight that have been inspired and motivated to take the next steps towards being a scheduler or presenter. So I just want to highlight, in regards to logging your actions, we also encourage you to log your trainings. Logging your trainings and doing trainings is part of our lever around chapter and volunteer development. You're developing yourself as a volunteer by taking trainings like this one. So the fastest way to log tonight's training or core volunteer trainings when you come is by clicking this link that I just dropped in the chat. Future trainings, you can go to the green button at the end of our traditional trainings, or you can click on the log your training section in our interactive trainings, or like on the action tracker view instead of grassroots outreach, like Dave was showing you, logging your training will be under chapter and volunteer development. You click on that box and then you can just start typing the first four letters of the training, and then you can find it in the dropdown. Highlight the fact that if you do have questions in the future, the fastest way to get answers for those is to head on over to our forums, community.citizensclimate.org/forums. And we do have a grassroots outreach forum specifically. We also have that presenters, schedulers, and presenters action team that we have talked about as well. So thank you. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.